It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
And welcome back into the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network and the Keystone Sports app. It's quarter number two, which means it's Tucker's Tape. It also means we continue the countdown of our 2018 recruiting class. Ross, you look forward to that?
Love this. We've done two. We've got three more to go. We got five today, five next week, and then the big three, I guess,
the as reveal.
We'll call it. The big three. We got to speed through these a little bit faster. Bob Flounders gets a little upset when we spend too much time on the guy at the bottom of the list. No, in all sincerity, Bob is right. What ends up happening is I talk about the first two or three guys, and then we speed through on the last two.
Micah Parsons is good. Bye.
Yeah. You want to talk speed? I want to get through the let's list. We're going from 23 down to one. The ones we've already done, number 23 is Jake Pinnock. In a major upset, Ross has the kicker last. Bryce Effner, Charlie Catcher, Daniel George, Judge Culpepper, Juwan Dotson, Trent Gordon, Isaiah Humphreys, Will Levis, the quarterback, and Pat Freiermuth, the tight end, which leads us up to number 13. We're going to go from 13 through number 9. We got some really interesting ones here. Number 13, Jesse Lucada, 6'3", 238 pounds, inside linebacker from Erie, a four-star, and an early enrollee.
Right, which really helps. And I think he's actually originally – he's a Canadian kid, right? Originally,
I think he played at Mercyhurst, was that?
Yeah, yeah. He played at Mercyhurst last year. But originally from Canada. Yeah. And I have to, in case people are listening to this for the first time, by the way, welcome. You've come to the right place for any Penn State football audio content. Secondly, my little disclaimer, these guys are all absolute studs.
Including the kicker?
Including the kicker. If you got a full ride to Penn State, he must be the best darn kicker there is. Although we said that a couple years ago about the Barbier kid, so maybe that's not the case. I don't know.
Walk it back.
So anyway, Jesse Lucada, very athletic, good size. He's explosive. He's already plenty big enough. You said what, 238?
238.
He's already plenty big enough. Now, I don't know, Bob, if you have insight into this. I would think that they would start him on the outside, but I wouldn't be surprised. Because they have Micah Parsons and Tarburton in the middle, I would think that they would start Lucada on the outside. But at 238 already, he's big enough that he could be your Cabinda middle linebacker, but be more athletic. Like, in my mind, if Penn State's trying to get like Alabama and Clemson, Lucada is your middle linebacker. You know? Yeah. Like athletic enough to play outside, but he's your sideline to sideline run and hit middle backer. I think
and still big enough.
And in that light, Tarburton's a D end and Micah Parsons a D end. It's a speed game. Tarburton's already like 250 pounds. Those guys end up moving up to the end, and they're flying off the edge. Lucada's in the middle, and then your outside backers become guys that are more like the Manny Bowen type, Koa Farmer types, or even some of these guys they've gotten, Sutherland, and some of these guys they've gotten recently, Faison Walden, that are safety types that you move up to outside linebacker. I mean, that's where the sport is going. That's where it's going. So he's a guy that has a lot of what you're looking for because of what I just mentioned in terms of being able to play both, you know, outside and have the size already to play inside.
I'll just say he carries 238 very well. I remember Jason Cabinda got a little too heavy early in his career, and you remarked that it's not a great idea to be 250 pounds and do some of the things they ask you to do. He looked a little heavy. This guy looks like he can hold 238 and run.
Any word from as an early enrollee, winter workouts?
Just watching him work and watching him and Michael work. He is a very big guy, and he's just a big athlete, another one. And I think that all three of the January enrollee linebackers, I don't know if you play all three in year one, but I bet you they plan on playing at least two.
Very good. All right, let's keep it moving. Let's move up to number 12, Aeneas Hawkins. 6'3", 265, defensive tackle out of Cincinnati. He's a three-star. Interesting that you get someone out of Ohio.
It is. He was thought to be, for a while there, a foregone conclusion to go to Ohio State. And this was kind of a surprise. And it came down to University of Cincinnati and Penn State. That, by the way, makes me wonder a little bit. You know, like if it comes down to University of Cincinnati and Penn State, was Ohio State still an option for him? I don't know that it wasn't. I would guess that they wanted him. But that's a little bizarre to me that it would come down to those two and Ohio State wouldn't be one of his final two. This also hits close to home for me because I was teammates with his dad.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Artrell Hawkins, when we were with the Patriots in 2005. His dad was a safety who has an unbelievably dark, deep, like Darth Vader voice, does media stuff now, really bright, really physical. And his kid is, it's almost like Troy Vincent having his son be a D tackle, Teron Vincent, who went to Ohio State, ironically. Hawkins, very explosive, very athletic. He is kind of the penetrating D tackle that you're looking for. You know, he is like the Anthony Zettel. He's not quite the size of like a Jimmy Kennedy or an Austin Johnson. He's more like an Aaron Donald type. You know, that's what you're hoping to get out of him. Geno Atkins, I think, is a good example with the Cincinnati Bengals right there. Very explosive. You can tell he's well coached. Good with his hands.
Okay. You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Our next man up, number 11, is Jordan Miner, 6'1", 183, cornerback from Florida, and a four-star from Zephyr Hills in Florida. What I find one interesting little nugget with him, he's a four-star and also ranked 60th in Florida.
Yeah, well, it tells you something about Florida. How big is he listed at, Jim?
He's listed at 6'1", 183.
Yeah, so he looked slender to me on tape, but they're not really usually worried about the weight part of it. They want the length. They know that they can make these kids pretty much whatever weight they want to make them. But this is like, this is a Christian Campbell type of prospect. This is what they'd like to try to get, you know, is the 6'1 kid that can still run. Now, he might not be quite as impressive change of direction as some of the other smaller guys they've gotten, and they've been very willing to take the Grant Haleys, the John Reeds, etc. But there's a reason why, if you look at Alabama and Clemson and Ohio State and a lot of these teams, all of their cornerbacks look like they're right out of Central Casting. They all look the exact same. And in the U.S. Army Bowl that I call every year for NBC, all the corners are 6'1". They've got long arms. And Penn State's trying to get some of those guys. And they saw, I think, the value this year in having Christian Campbell and the type of season that he had. I think Miner's kind of the next guy that fits that category.
Just real quick, Amani Arawarie, Tampa, Florida kid, similar build. Let's see if Penn State can kind of strike gold in Florida a few years later. He's moving on, so this will definitely help replenish the corner room.
But they're also, like you said, looking at this, a toehold in Florida, that going forward we're going to see more of that Florida-type recruiting. All right, number 10, Frederick Juice Scruggs. Got to use the nickname if you got a good nickname, right? He is 6'3", 270. He's a center recruit out of Erie Cathedral Prep, a four-star. I think what's interesting about him is he's being recruited as a center. You don't see that specifically very often, do you?
Well, I think that's probably because of his height, but he could very easily play guard. I think he could even play tackle. I've watched him play quite a bit in high school. His team was in the state championship game at least the last 2 years, maybe the last three, Erie Cathedral Prep. They won it the last 2 years. He is very, very athletic. Very athletic. That's why he had all the offers that he had. You watch him, whether he's on offense or defense, he has crazy lateral agility, quickness. He is, you know, we talk a lot of times about prototypes and what you're ideally looking for. He is what you're looking for at center. Because you don't have to be 6'5", 6'6", at center. You don't have to have incredible length. But you look at him, he's got a V. He is slapped together. He will finish people. But I think that they believe he will be really quick and still powerful enough to go up against the big noses. He's sort of your I think I saw some places had him as the number one center in the country. You know, they thought he was that good of a center prospect. And it could be perfect timing for Scruggs to redshirt a year and then maybe start 3 years after Connor McGovern.
How important is that mobility, that athleticism at center compared to the other offensive line positions?
Well, it enables you to do more. You can pull with that guy. He can do a better job of getting up to the second level on linebackers. He's a different center than Connor McGovern. Mm-hmm. Connor McGovern is a big, bruising bulldog of a center. This guy is going to be more of an athlete. So it changes up your blocking schemes a little bit. It really does.
Very good. Finally, at number nine, we have Nick Tarburton. 6 foot three, two. Have you noticed all these guys are 6 foot three? It kind of reminds you of this of our studio here, the KSN team, right?
Yes.
We're all 6'3".
Shay, yep. Yes.
I'm 6'3" on the radio.
Yes, there you go.
All right, Jim. Nick Tarburton, 6'3". You were talking about size for Lucada. He's 242 pounds. The way from the listing I had, he's a 4-star out of Perkasie. And also an early enrollee.
Right, and they've had to already have him lose some weight, is my understanding, so that he can stay at the linebacker position and give that a shot. They promised him a shot at the linebacker spot, but he was listed at 240 as like a junior in high school already. I don't know if that's a battle he's going to want to continue to fight. When I get bored at times, I watch Nick Tarburton's highlight video. This kid is a total bad, can I say bad ASS on the radio?
Well, let's find out.
All right. He is a total badass. This kid, mm-hmm. I mean, like choke slamming dudes, like run. He does not take any flack from anyone. He's got the mentality of a linebacker or of a defensive lineman. I still think he ends up at defensive end. But I don't know how many kids can Penn State have end up at defensive end if I think that's where Micah Parsons ends up too. But that's the profile to me is he's a 265-pound, bat-out-of-hell defensive end. I expect that that will happen with Tarburton. But I like the idea. Giving him a shot at linebacker first. He might even be a guy that can contribute on teams. I just can't emphasize enough his demeanor and how aggressive and how physical he is. He is a very, very impressive dude. I mean, he's going to be a fun one to watch. He's going to be a fan favorite.
Real quick, Tarburton, Lucada, inside linebackers, early enrollees, which one more likely to play in 2018?
I'll go Lucada.
All right. That concludes quarter number two of our show. Stay tuned for Ask Ross in quarter number three, brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com.
Hi, this is Scott Shirley, Executive Director of Uplifting Athletes. I'd like to personally invite you to join us for a very special event. Coach James Franklin will be coming to Stocks Manor in Mechanicsburg on Thursday evening, March 15th. Come hear Coach Franklin speak about building a winning team and learn more about the work that Uplifting Athletes is doing for the rare disease community. There will be appetizers, drinks, and photo opportunities. Please go to upliftingathletes.org where you can register for tickets. We hope to see you there.
You trust AAA to work at every mile. But AAA doesn't just cover your car. They can also cover your home. AAA Home Insurance protects every square foot. And when you add AAA Home Insurance to AAA Auto Insurance, you get more protection and more savings. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent today or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA Home Insurance.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle and call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G, the name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for more than 70 years. Right now, you will get free gutters with your roof replacement from our friends at Long Roofing. Give them a call today for a free estimate on your roof at 844-405-LONG. That's 844-405-L-O-N-G.